Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
R. Kelly. Oh, you want to get out of prison? Too bad.
Did he test positive? Does he have COVID?
No, he doesn't, unfortunately. No. He doesn't. But somebody on his floor does in jail. Okay. Somebody on the same floor. So he has filed two motions. This entitled jerk has... Yeah. And he's filed two motions to get out of jail, and the judge has denied him both times. Like, oh, my life's at risk. You know how many women you terrorize and ruin their lives? Like, nobody cares. If you're the one this takes out, nobody cares, dude.
You say motion. Like, I say locomotion, as in, you're crazy, bro. Not gonna happen, bro.
Yeah.
You're crazy, bro.
It's insane.
You're stuck in jail, bro.
I mean, I don't know
you're
why
loco.
I do this. I get irritated. I get angry at all the abuse and everything R. Kelly has done to and rape. He's rape all this stuff over the years to children.
Well, he's arguably one of the worst like, human beings in history.
Oh.
I would think he was in the running for that award.
Yeah, so it just cracks me up when this guy just... why am I trying to reason with crazy was my point, Riggs.
You can't.
Like I sit there and I watch this and then I go, wait, he's nuts. Like, he doesn't even think he did anything wrong. That's the sick part about
it.
Like, that's
bad.
How crazy... That's when you're crazy and you know you're crazy, as my therapist said, that's good. When you're crazy and you don't know you're crazy, that's bad.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Those are the craziest people because they don't know they're crazy.
You know you're... Yeah, it's right. That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Today is Wednesday. It's a hump day if you work a normal week, or it's just today if you work a quarantine week. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
That's right.
It is Earth Day today. Don't forget to do something
yes.
nice for the planet.
Mm-hmm. I told my kids, I said, let's go pick up trash in a field.
Ooh, there you go.
And they were like, no.
No, do it with gloves and everything, which I've seen people doing that, actually.
You could do that. That's what I mean. Put on gloves.
Yeah.
Find, like, a dead park that needs to be cleaned and just take my kids. Of course, they didn't find it amusing. It's really me trying to live out that memory from my childhood. They used to make us do that every year. We had to go pick up trash on Earth Day. So it's really just about me, Riggs, Earth Day.
Kids
don't care.
They make us do that here at the radio station. That's called our One Thing initiative. But we always do one thing. We either like donate to the hungry, or we help stock food shelves at Feeding America or Hunger Task Force. Or I like to use the reusable grocery bags. That's my thing. Well, but
yeah,
I can't.
It tends to be environmental.
Yes.
You named some things there that weren't environmental, Riggs.
Right? I know.
You're like, and then we feed the hungry.
I know.
I'm like, that doesn't have to do with Earth Day, okay.
So it's not a one thing initiative. It's a two thing initiative, maybe. I realized that halfway as I was into saying it. I was like, this is not environment related at all. Thanks for feeding the hungry, but the earth is still dying.
Thank you, Riggs, but we're not talking about that. Yeah.
Reusable grocery bags. They're not letting you bring them in now. They're saying they're advising against it now because you could transmit cross-contamination. But
you got to do what you got to do. You know, I had to make my essential trip now that I was clean. Now that I got the negative COVID, and I went to the store, and I was super happy every worker had on a mask.
Yeah.
I was happy that half of the people in the store had. I thought that was a lot.
Yep. I saw,
including me.
I had to drop I had to drop off something at a UPS store. It was very small. I was waiting for people to come out because originally it was crowded, and I was like, "I'm gonna hold off." And I walked in when kind of the people came out, and everybody in there had their masks on. So that's what they're doing
they
now.
Should. Yeah, yeah, good.
Did you hear Irish Fest got canceled? Milwaukee Irish Fest?
Oh man, I mean
that was a fun one.
As they're all fun, I know, and I did see this come through last night, and I thought, what a bummer. But at the same time, I'm shocked any summer. I can't believe any summer festival is still planning to move forward at this point. Like, I mean, it would be great if we can get them going. I'm just, how are you going to move Summerfest 4 months and act like you can have a festival in June? Like, I just don't get when Irish, Irish Fest.
It was supposed to be in August on the 13th, so there's that. It's not happening. And then you've heard of the Running of the Bulls in Spain, like the famous Running of the Bulls. That happens in July every year. That's been canceled. Because of the coronavirus. Oktoberfest in Germany, like the legit real Oktoberfest in September, canceled. That was crazy. Oktoberfest and the Running of the Bulls. Two huge, like, worldwide events now canceled.
Did you see...
And Irish Fest.
I posted a meme that I just have to share because it was so relatable during quarantine. It said basically that the quarantine state of mind is having three solid days where you feel pretty well adjusted, followed by a sudden unexpected dip into what we call the hell zone. I'm like, oh, it's so true. You go 3 days in quarantine happy and then you just lose it one day.
It's the ups and downs.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
From the TV to the movie screen and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. So, what has Eminem not done in 12 years, Riggs?
Use a homophobic slur.
That as well, hopefully. Hopefully he hasn't done that either.
I'm trying to think of what he...
Because, yes, listening to his old music is horrific now when I hear it.
I'm trying to think of
things he said about gay people.
Things that Eminem has done that trigger people lately, and that's one of them. So what else
could
it be?
Yeah, that was a long time ago then.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
And then Elton John, he became Elton John's BFF.
Right, and then he patched it up.
He didn't hate... Yeah. Then he stopped saying derogatory things about gay people.
So what hasn't he done in 12 years?
Drugs.
Oh, good for him.
Drugs. He has been sober for 12 years. He posted this because of 420. Because yesterday was April... Monday today's
was
the 22nd. Two days ago. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand that.
Oh, whatever. It's okay if you do. Hello.
It's a holiday for marijuana.
We're not 100 years old. We're allowed to know it's 420. I mean...
Yeah.
But listen. He said that he has not done pills, Vicodin, Valium, all the stuff he was doing for 12 years. And he's even got... He posted his pin... And just said, I'm drug-free, which probably was a big deal for him.
It's a big deal for him.
Which is the day that represents marijuana for all you squares that don't know that, which I guess I should say out loud.
Right. The marijuana enthusiast's holiday. Yeah.
I just assumed everyone knew what 420 meant, but maybe they
don't. You can't assume because Karen and Cudahy or Brookfield may not know. She might not know. Now she knows. Why your child was so happy on Monday. It was like, why is he so excited today? What's going on? You're very happy on Monday, the 20th.
Oh, God, Riggs, don't even. Don't even freak moms out right now like they need that.
They're all looking back double thinking, wait a minute.
Well, and just some of the stuff Eminem said. He posted his sobriety pin, you know, that says one day at a time. He even admitted last month to Mike Tyson that his road to sobriety was not easy. He said, I was addicted to Vicodin, Valium, and exercise.
It's a good positive coping mechanism, exercise.
Well,
but if you're doing too much of it.
It sounds like he was speeded up, though. I mean, but Valium and Vicodin, I don't know. Again, I would think that would be a downer. Again, I am not a doctor, okay? I don't have time to analyze Eminem's drug problem, but I will tell you this.
Nor am I an addiction management specialist. No.
Zero.
It is good that he's opening up about it, because I'm sure there are other people out there struggling that see him going through it. If he can do it.
On 420. Yes, because then somebody's going to go, well, what if I just smoke? Let me just smoke a little today because it's 420. Pot's legal. Who cares? Whereas someone who's, you know, may have addiction issues is that going to lead to you doing Vicodin? You don't know because now you're high and now you want the high, right?
Who knows?
I get it. Like, I get why it's a slippery slope, you know?
12 years sober, Eminem. Way to go.
Good job.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie, have you partaken in a Zoom happy hour or a FaceTime happy hour or anything like that with your girlfriends or
friends? a few. But my favorite was this past weekend, which I shouldn't say because last time I talked about my girlfriends on the air, it started a 3-month fight between us all over nothing.
Good.
True
Let's talk
story.
About the whole thing very openly.
Oh, God. God. So
which
anyway,
one?
This
Can I
time.
Say her name? I want to say your name
no,
so bad.
No, hell no, because now I'm really going to have to hear. If you say her, one of my girlfriend's names, I'm going to hear it for another 3 months. See, I'm probably going to hear it just for this comment right here, Riggs. See?
Fine. Let me make it about me then.
we had a FaceTime.
Yeah.
And there were 3 to 4 of us. People were coming in and out, but everything started out fine. And by the end, you could watch the drunkenness because I wasn't drinking. I was watching. I could, but from the 2-hour call, beginning of call normal, 2 hours, same argument and on repeat between the two same chicks on the. And I went, I'm just watching the alcohol make you guys argue over and over and over. This is crazy. And you're watching it in real time. And it's the same argument.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Well, there was a group of friends that they got together for one of these over the weekend, Allie. And my wife and I were on it with a couple friends.
Since you have no kids, and do you guys do this like every night?
Every night,
no. I have friends that get on with their friends and like have a cocktail every night.
Not every night, no.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep my drinking in check because I really don't. Okay. It can get out of control really easily, especially when you're
in
quarantine.
For once, you're stuck at home.
Yeah, I know.
For once, you can't do anything stupid.
Well, do you want to drink at noon? I sure do.
So what happened?
There was a time a while ago we had a couple that divorced. The wife cheated on the husband, right? They have 2 kids together. The wife cheated. They ended up divorcing.
They split.
She cheated. We haven't talked to her since. This is like 2 years ago.
Right. So like when you're disgusted by one of your friends, husbands or wives that do that,
but
you just cut them off.
But we still keep up with the husband. And we still like to hang out with him and talk to him. And he was supposed to be on this Zoom call. So we were wondering where he was the whole time. This group of friends were like.
The ex and the.
No, the ex. They're the husband and the wife, right? They split. The wife cheated on the husband. Okay.
She's not on the call, though, right?
She's not, no.
Oh, I misunderstood. For a second, I thought you meant she was, too.
No. Well, at the time, neither was he. And I was like, we haven't talked to him in a while. Where's Joe? Get Joe on the call. Come on, Joe. Uh-huh. We're texting him. He finally gets on. He's got his daughter. So he's like, I don't want to drink. He's like, I don't want to be on Zoom.
How old's the daughter?
She's
visual.
Maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, so she's little.
The other one is maybe 7 years old. 2 girls. They're very young. Yeah. I got the kids. I don't want to drink. He came out. He started to say hello. And then in the bottom left.
The kids. I don't want to drink.
Then in the bottom left hand corner of the screen pops up a little bubble. And it's his ex-wife.
What?
Who we haven't seen in almost 2 years.
Why
and
is
not
she
only
on there?
Does she pop up on the screen. I don't know. I guess they still talk to one of the other people in the group that sent her a link. But she not only shows up on the screen, Allie, the ex-wife who cheated on this guy that we haven't seen in 2 years.
But you're disgusted with because she cheated and laughed, yeah.
But she is hammered, drunk, like beyond all recognition,
well,
like
course.
Slurring her
she's
words.
She's a loser. Because
she had been,
she's a big loser. Look
she had been drinking. I don't know if she was.
She had no kids.
I don't know if she was on another Zoom, but she didn't have the kids because he had them. So that's why he wasn't on it because he didn't want to be drinking with them. So it was so awkward to see.
Probably nervous, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not trying to give you any empathy for her.
Dude, no.
But
the whole thing was
awkward.
But
I guarantee she was nervous as hell, so she probably got really drunk. Because here she is. She cheated. She should be embarrassed and ashamed. That would be the normal if you were going to take any accountability. She should be embarrassed and ashamed to face some of their friends.
Yeah.
So the fact that she is and is wasted, to me, says she had to get wasted in order to face you guys.
It was so
know?
Sad to see her so wasted and see the daughter, like, confused about her mom on the screen. She's like, hi, mom. She was like, hi, honey. Like,
if you're cheating on your husband, you probably got some real issues going on.
It was
don't
the
you think?
Most awkward
something
Zoom
there,
cocktail
and vice
hour
versa.
Ever. Has anybody else had awkward Zoom moments? 414-799-1037. You can text to 71037. Maybe somebody chimed in that wasn't supposed to.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
See, we don't have awkward real life moments anymore. We have awkward virtual moments now. They happen on Zoom and on FaceTime. I was just talking about how a ex-wife showed up on a Zoom happy hour, an ex-wife of a friend of ours that we haven't seen in 2 years, and it was incredibly awkward, and she was hammered drunk out of her mind. I was like,
yikes.
You're talking to your daughter? Come on now. Come on now. Good morning, Jessica, who's in Plymouth. You had an awkward Zoom moment. What happened?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, I was on Zoom with a couple friends from back home in Minnesota.
Okay.
We were playing, like, you can do Cards Against Humanity online now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know how
people play.
it's amazing when I watch people doing like trivia on Zoom. Like, I am totally fascinated by that. But
house,
anyway,
House Party is big for that too. You can play games on an app called House Party. That's probably what you're seeing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you could only have 6 people play it, and in this Zoom meeting, we had 7.
Okay.
So one of the friends was like, you know what? This other girl can have my spot. I'll just tap y'all. We're like, okay, cool, whatever. You offered up your spot. Well, by the end of the Zoom meeting, you know, 2 hours later, we're all pretty wasted playing this card game together.
Yeah.
And the friend that gave up her spot decided to start yelling at us and just start, like, belligerently crying.
What?
Saying that we don't, like, value her friendship and she was upset. And I was like, hey.
Okay, can I tell you something then?
She's starting to lose in quarantine.
I gotta tell her because she has me cracking up right now. I hope she can hear me. Girlfriend, I'm just
going
to open the door.
Jessica, can you hear Allie, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, girlfriend, listen to this. So I'm just going to put it out there. The argument my two girlfriends were having on the Zoom call drunk, or the FaceTime call drunk 3 days ago, was that one of them said, I really think teachers are going to be more appreciated when this is all done. And the other one said, we already do appreciate teachers. And then they went back and the other one said, but no, really, after this is all over, I really think teachers are going to be more appreciated.
But we appreciate
and the other
teachers.
One, this, the same lines came out of their mouth, like a circle, like a carousel I couldn't get off of. I'm like on a merry-go-round. And I go, you both are saying the same thing. Shut up, you're drunk.
Shut up, you're drunk. Yeah.
Like, come on. They were just, it's like a circle. They just kept going in a circle.
It is fun
like,
to watch.
I think you guys are on the same side.
When you can be the sober one, it's fun to watch people just slowly deteriorate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was pretty drunk, too, but I could still see the craziness coming out of it.
Jessica, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening
this
morning.
Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it. 103.7 Kiss FM. I love having awkward moments on the Zooms now.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Man, it's heating up in Atlanta because Georgia, you know, the governor trying to reopen like now. And people are screaming, hold on, like we're not ready. So what you have is, well, half of them are ready. Because we understand the dilemma here about the businesses. We get it. But there is a health crisis we have to deal with. So the governor wants to reopen. The mayor of Atlanta, who is a woman, so it's a dude, then she's I'm just painting the picture, not that this is relevant, but she is saying, no way can we reopen businesses and hair salons and all these things you want to reopen.
Hey, is it movie theaters now, too? I was like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy, the stuff they want to reopen. So and nobody wants the businesses to hurt. But we just don't want anyone to, you know, it's a health issue.
We want to stop the spread of it, right?
We don't know enough about it. That's the damn problem.
So what's going on now? What's getting boycotted?
So the mayor and the governor are fighting and all these celebrities are stepping in because Atlanta is a hot spot for celebs.
Usher.
Especially the hip hop community. Lots of reality stars.
Yeah, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You got a lot of athletes you see on Real Housewives that live in Atlanta.
Ludicrous.
I mean, there's a lot of people who put their homes in Atlanta, you know, celeb-wise. So all the celebs, a bunch of them are coming out and saying, you know what? We're siding with the mayor. You want to reopen on Friday? Good luck. But I'm not going to get my hair done for this month. They're like, you go for it and we'll just sit back. So now they're all fighting. And now the celebrities are getting involved in Atlanta saying, we're not going out. And there is a list. I mean, I could name, you know, you've got like Portia from Real Housewives. You have some of the bigger celebrities like Lil' Kim, Tiny, you know, T.I. and Tiny. Come on, Tiny's been around forever. Yeah. So you got a long list of these people who are big players in Atlanta that are going, no, we're good. So this is really awkward. But I mean, the celebrities have to step in and go, they're just saying it's too much of a risk.
Yeah.
Which is the core of the debate, right? Is the core of the debate.
We need to open the businesses. Yes, we understand. But we can't be quarantined forever. I understand we can't be quarantined forever, but we have to stop the spread of what's going on until we can get more testing and more access to testing and have less cases and less deaths. We can't really do that.
The problem is...
I don't want to be in a position of power right now. No way.
Hell no. You know why?
You can't make everyone happy.
No, it's not about making everyone happy. You got lives on the line. This is the problem that they want to scream about you know, whoever's making the rules, whether it's the governor or the president. And it's not like they're saying very different things if you're paying attention, you know? I'm saying for different sides. My point is this. Look, well, they are saying different things, but you know what I mean, is that, again, nobody wants anything to close. But if you're making the call and people die on your watch, you want to be that person?
Yeah.
No, really.
No, I don't want to be that person. Of course not.
That's what's. But that's does, like what why doesn't I feel make so sense bad to me for those people.
I feel like the governor's saying he wants to do it very slowly and gradually, and people are like, "No,
our
you have
governor.
To do it faster." And you're like, "What? No,
our
this is
governor.
Our governor. Our governor." Yes,
I agree with you. Yes,
I feel like
on
he's
that.
Saying we want to do it slowly. We're trying to do it by the book, and everybody's going, "No, you have to do it right now."
Now, it's like kind of like the no. debate in Atlanta that we're talking about, where the governor says tomorrow, like, and the mayor says, "Hold on."
I feel like both sides are saying the same thing. They're just not really listening to each other. That sucks.
Well, I think you don't think I just think they just disagree. I don't think either open it or not is not there's no really middle there, is there? I mean, what's the middle
it,
is
opening
doing
it
slowly.
Gradually. Yes, that's the middle.
Yes,
that's exactly
but that's
the middle.
Not, the people that want it reopened don't want. They're just now. It's now or
we have to be in the middle for it to be
what
okay.
What a tough. But yeah. My point is,
that's why
you know,
we just talk about it on the radio. Thank God.
Well, yeah, and we just want everybody to be safe,
yes,
you know?
100%.
Like you said, I would never want to be a person in a position to have to make that decision right
Hell
now.
No.
I agree.
Hell no.
No.
By the way, let's talk about something more light on the way next.
I agree. That got heavy, huh?
Since,
my bad.
Since they are saying that golf courses will now be open, right? Because that's happening starting Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's the one... If you could only have one thing come back immediately, the one thing that you miss the most, you can only pick one thing, what
like
would it be?
Like an entertainment thing?
Anything. It could be childcare. It could be schools. It could be bars.
Oh.
It could be one thing.
The one we dream about
It can
reopening.
Only be one, though. Think about it and we'll talk about it next.
No. Can you do it safely?
Yeah, of course.
So
no,
this is like a dream.
This is like
well,
a fantasy
you're
dream.
If you,
yes, fantasy
that's
dream.
That's what I'm asking.
Fantasy,
okay, I'm in.
Fantasy world.
I'm
uh-huh.
in.
We'll dream about it next. All right.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So we're going into a hypothetical world here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Putting on our imagination hats.
Yes, we're not saying, we're just saying yes.
No, we're not saying to do it right now. We are going hypothetical. If you could have one thing that opened back up, what would it be? 414-799-1037. I don't know if I should do roulette and answer this phone, but why not? I'm feeling dangerous.
Well,
good morning.
I want to know, too, what you would reopen. Like, the one place you miss, Riggs, in Fantasyland.
Bars. Honestly, I'd want it to be a bar. A bar of some sort.
You know
or a
what
restaurant.
I feel?
One of the two. I don't care which one. I just want it to be a bar with a patio. With a patio.
Well, I have one. The movies.
Ooh, nice.
You know why? Because it's time off, and when I go with my kids, I sit there and I know they're not gonna kill anyone and be safe, and
right.
they serve dinner now. So I truly miss the movies just for the don't have to worry about it for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah. 71037, you can text to 71037. Somebody said, I desperately wish for Summerfest to come back. If I could have one thing come
Aww.
Back, it'd be Summerfest.
We do too.
Yeah,
we do too.
We totally do. Oh, for Justin Bieber. For Justin Bieber specifically. Specifically.
Oh, because he's coming. I forgot he's
he canceled
coming to Summerfest.
He canceled,
all
together, though. Yes, all together. Someone else said, I want the zoos to open. I love the MLK Zoo. I get a zoo pass and can't even put it to use. Oh, that would suck if you just got a zoo pass.
Isn't it hard to go to the zoo after you watch Tiger King?
It is.
Isn't it hard to go there once you watch that? I'm like, I feel weird.
I want to be able to go to actual school instead of online. Someone wants the actual schools to be open again.
Somebody actually misses school?
Yeah. I've heard that from some people about their kids. They're like, they're realizing how much they miss being in school with their friends, and they miss their teachers too.
Yes, that's got to be the older kids because mine are oblivious. They're too young and dumb.
799-1037. Good morning, Kiss
Anyone?
FM. Who's this?
This is Aaron.
If you could have one thing come back hypothetically, what would it be?
Oh, I know this is corny to say. I'm not looking for nothing like that, but I just want my job back. Like, I could have a great job.
Yeah.
I'm saying I just got a great position at my job and everything, and I was just about to start making a lot of money, and then all of this happened.
Hold on. What is your name one more time?
Aaron.
Farron.
Oh, Farron.
Farronite.
That's
Farron,
cool.
Where was your job at, can you say?
Oh, yeah, I'll say it because I love it. I want everybody to come. I work at Updown Arcade Bar.
Oh, you worked at Updown.
Yes.
So you're one of the service industry people that was hit hard with this.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, just literally like the day before, I have spent all my money on my bills and everything.
Oh, man.
And then the next day, it was like, oh, we're closing down at 2:01 a.m. I'm like, are you serious?
Man.
And you said you had just gotten promoted. I didn't even think about stuff like that. Man. Like, think about that, Riggs. You get promoted and then they cut your job because of what happened. Oh,
hey,
wow.
Yeah,
Farron. Farron, has the state been good to you with the unemployment situation? I know they had like the $600 extra a week. Is that kind of stuff helping somebody like you in your position?
Well, the thing about that is I haven't restarted receiving $600 yet.
Okay.
So I don't know when that kicks in or if it has or if I have to apply for that, but I haven't done that yet.
But did you apply or no? For unemployment?
Yeah, I have unemployment. Yeah. And it took me about a month to get it because, you know, the backup on the calls and everything.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm literally curious asking you some of these questions because these are things we want to hear from the community. I want to know what your experience is like. I want to know if it's going smooth or not.
Yeah.
That's what we want to know here.
Farron, have you gotten any communication from your management? Is there any optimism on your side? I know the Tavern League is talking about they want bars to open up again, but that's another story for another day.
We're always communicating. We have an app where we communicate back and forth. And we really want to open back up, but we still want to be safe about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Call me back in the next couple weeks and say, I'll probably say, let me get a couple masks and glow.
You've got a lot of surfaces, too. You guys are video games, right? Like, so everybody's touching a lot of things in your place, too.
Yeah, see, but that if you even go on our Yahoo or Google and look at what everybody's saying on there, it's like they're saying, like, we're always cleaning. So.
Yeah, well, I know you guys were you guys were known for that, too, because that's people were always concerned about that. You were always good at that.
I want to go there alone with my children and play.
You should.
Can we do that?
21 and older, sorry.
Yeah, damn.
We turned a lot of kids away.
That's the best part.
I wasn't going to let them booze. I was going to take, it was going to be me and Owen and Hudson playing video games as long as we want. In an empty building, and then we're going to leave.
No, Allie. No kids allowed. Not even you.
Exactly.
Dang it.
I mean, you, Allie, so you could probably walk in with the kids right before we open.
See?
Like, come on in.
Dude, you know what? Riggs always says that I could get away with a murder. I'm like,
that
is not true. That is not true.
Allie could lock her kids in a crate for a week. They'd be like, girl, I've always wanted to do that, girl. You go, girl. I lock my kids in a crate, too. Farron, we love you for listening. And I hope things bounce back for you and everybody in the service industry soon. I know it's hit you guys, restaurants and bars and hotels, the hardest. So thank you for calling. I'm hoping we can put a smile on your face and put you in somewhat of a good mood.
Great conversation. Thank you for it.
No problem, man.
Likewise. And we're thinking about you, and we're hoping it's back sooner than later. We get it. Yeah.
Uptown will be one of the first places I'll go when it opens up. I promise. I'll come there.
I'm the bartender. I'm the sexy, bald-headed black man there. So
nice.
Only got it there. Looks like that. So
well, hey, excuse me. I'm a sexy white woman. Hello.
There you go. There we go.
I already know. I see your profile on Bumble. So
did I just get busted?
Yeah, maybe.
You're damn right. Hey, I am swiping away, my friend. It's a fact.
Farron, thanks so much for calling, bro. We appreciate you listening.
No problem. Have a great day.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
We know it'll all come back one day. Eventually, it'll come back. And it'll come back slowly, but surely. But if it could come back right now, what would you want to come back during the pandemic? Allie said movie theaters.
Yep.
Love to do that with your kids.
These texts are killing me right now.
71037. You can text, or you can also call 414-799-1037. If you could only bring one thing back, what would it be? What do our texts say?
Someone said, I miss all-you-can-eat sushi.
Oh, me too.
At Fushimi on Farwell. Honey, yes, or dude, whoever wrote that in, amen on all-you-can-eat sushi. That was the bomb before I went keto. I'm with you.
Somebody else said,
this is funny. I want my 401k match back from my company, my raise, my PTO usage.
Me too.
They said it's affecting a lot of healthcare workers because of buying all the extra PPE. And then she signed it. Sincerely, a pissed off CNA. I love you, Riggs and Allie. Aww. We love you too.
We thank you. Yeah.
Somebody said concerts. They miss concerts.
No, you and us both, man. You and us both.
They said they're upset. Somebody said, I want car show season back. You could technically do that if everybody would just stay away from each other.
Yeah. But they want the camaraderie, the hanging out with their friends and meeting with other car people and having drinks. They miss the socialism, the social part of it.
For sure.
The socializing part of it.
I will be fair. Somebody said the gym. They said it was a great escape for me, which I get.
Oh, me
too.
For
all of us that are enjoying binging with our chocolates on our tummy, like for the people that actually want to get back in the gym, it does affect you. Riggs, you're like that.
I'm a total gym person. That was my thing I did every day when I left the station. And skydiving, too. And I'm not going to cram in a plane with 14 people right now, either. It's just not
you don't
safe.
Realize how much it affects your mental health until you're not doing it.
It does.
That's what it is with the gym stuff. This is great. Somebody said dog groomer. And I wanted to ask you, before we go to the phones real quick, I wanted to ask you what you thought of that. Because Bella, you know, like her nails, things like that. Like, people have to do all the grooming.
Yeah.
For things they might not have done before. You can't go get your dog's nails cut. You got to do it yourself. And I was always freaked out to do that.
Right. I know Camp Bow Wow was talking about opening up early May, and they're doing it very mm-hmm. safely. And they're having like drop off and pick up of the dogs, and they'll do like grooming services. But until then,
do you know what I mean?
Until you got to cut your own dog's nails, which I'm terrified to do.
Like, I can give my dog a bath, but it's the nail cutting I'm freaking out about. So
it's gonna have
I
to grow.
That.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Tom.
Who is this?
Tom,
good morning. If you could bring
good
back,
morning.
If you could,
I'm driving a truck, so I'm trying to do this low key.
Hey, well,
thank you.
We have drive
thank
safe,
you, truck drivers.
Thanks for driving. What do you wish would come back?
I
one thing.
Mexican, my Mexican restaurant in Oconomowoc could open back up. My Mexican, food.
Which Mexican restaurant?
It's called. Well, it's right on Main Street I got a brain fart going.
Well, I was trying to help you because I just broke up with a guy who lived in Oconomowoc, so I spent a few months there. That's why I'm like, oh, what's the place?
It's right across the street from the lake. Lake.
All right.
Well, I was drunk when he took me down there, in fairness. So, you know, let's be real.
Hey, man, I miss a good guacamole, too. I understand. I miss Mexican food, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican margaritas.
Oh, yes.
I drink about once a month, and it'd be nice just to be able to go and sit out and have a margarita.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, what are you driving around out there?
Tell
what are you delivering?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm moving materials for a MMSD project.
Okay.
And I'm in a dump truck.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for being an essential worker.
He can hear me. I don't know why I'm saying Riggs. Tell him. He can hear me. Hey, the only thing I got, Fiesta Cancun or Gabriel's?
Fiesta Cancun.
There you go.
There you go.
Fiesta Cancun. Thanks
we
for calling, man.
We love to give. Oh, I love you too. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good one. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Sam, turn on your radio in the background, please. What's the one thing you would bring back? You could bring back anything. What would it be?
Well, I'm a Wisconsinite, so I'm going to say bars.
Bars? Oh, I'm with you, man.
Bars.
I'm with you. I want to do patio beers so bad.
Dude. Yes.
It's patio beer drinking season, and it's pissing me off that we can't go on a patio and drink. I have to do it on my back patio.
That sucks. I agree. It's one of those things.
I mean, I'm a combat veteran, so I go down to my local VFW and drink with my buddies from the military.
There's
so.
Something about camaraderie, drinking with friends, and overpaying for drinks. I miss it. I miss it. I really do. I miss the bartender screwing up my order and then being pissed off about it, but not caring because I'm drunk. I miss that. I miss it.
Exactly.
I miss that stuff. Hey, man, thanks for calling. We appreciate your service, too.
Not a problem, guys. Have a good one.
Riggs, we got a bunch of texts. I'm going to read these two real quick. Somebody said, one, what happened to Pottery Guy? We broke up like 2 months ago, and I'm moving on with my life, and that's it. And the quarantine has helped.
Yes.
Helped, a little. The other text was, did you see the TikTok video of the dog nail cutting hack? It says, it was so funny. The girl wrapped... process this. She wrapped cling wrap around her forehead, put peanut butter on it, so the dog would lick her forehead and she could cut the nail. I gotta go find this video. This is glorious.
I gotta go find it then. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You can still text to 71037 if you could only bring back one thing, hypothetically. It'll all happen soon. We'll get through this together. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Day check. It is Wednesday. Hump day, if you're counting. Otherwise, it's just today. If you're living that quarantine life, it's just today. That's all you need to know. Irish Fest, they announced yesterday, got canceled. Milwaukee's Irish Fest no longer happening this year.
Yeah, but
which is a bummer. But they gotta be
really
there.
Surprise.
No. At this point.
Excuse me. I'm getting kissed on the air.
Jeez.
Do you mind? Say hello if you're gonna come in here.
Hello.
Tell him that the next time that he does that, say, I'm sorry, I love you so much. That'll make you feel really bad.
he can't hear you. Say that one more time, Riggs.
Hey, Hudson. Next time you bother your mom while she's working, say, I'm sorry, I love you so much, and then kiss her again. I do that all the time to my wife when I bother her on conference calls. I go, I'm sorry, I love you so much. And you can't get mad. You can't get mad at him for that. You can't get mad, right?
She's just giggling. Are you going to say anything to Riggs? for once. Oh, come on, dude.
Are you sure he's your offspring? He shouldn't be talking so much.
I'm really not, actually. I was high as a kite when he came out. I'm not sure, Riggs.
Right?
Okay, give me this.
Anyway, so the city of Milwaukee found a way to crack down on residents who were violating the Safer at Home order. This just came down the other day. Now the police have the authority to issue $500 citations. Voted unanimously. So the city of Milwaukee now, if they find people violating the Safer at Home order, they will be fined $500 because they said finding some situations where people are grossly violating the order, congregating in large groups. Maybe they're having parties. Maybe they're playing sports activities. All this kind of stuff.
Okay, so this is in Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. My child had me sidetrack there, as you can tell, as he's trying to kiss my face.
That's in Milwaukee.
So there's got to be the reason they're doing this is just because they're, you know why, I would think.
People want to be safe. They're trying to show that it's serious.
Well, what I've heard repeatedly from people who actually work in some of these positions is that they're having a lot of trouble getting kids to go home that you can find. Essentially, I don't know if this is still the case. I'm not going to state facts because this is all hearsay.
Right.
But that essentially you had hundreds of kids, you know, together playing basketball because they're out of school, or you have kids at a park, a lot of kids in different communities. And how can you regulate that?
We're going to have to do this now. You're going to have to crack down like they're doing right now.
This has to be why they're doing this, to try to get a grip. Yeah.
Well, they already have to shut down a business that was operating outside of the orders.
They did?
Yeah. The health department came in, shut down a business, and then five hours later, the business was operating again. It came back up and was open again, so they had to
taking fines or what?
Yeah.
They're just going to get fined and fined and fined?
That's what it said with this. It didn't mention the business or what happened, but these are the kind of things they're trying to stop, Allie, is from happening.
Right. Well, and they're not trying to terrorize people.
No.
This is like a matter of being safe.
Right.
It's not like you can't go out once a week for essential stuff if you're being super safe, or you can't, you know, go for a walk, but letting hundreds of people congregate because they're bored at a park? We have to do something. I mean, I don't...
Hey, man, everybody's bored right now. A lot of people are bored. We're all bored. We're all going to get through it.
Yeah.
If people just listen and follow directions and slowly do this, it'll be fine.
Well, it's like being a teacher. You're trying to talk to a class that's half listening, Riggs. That's the damn problem.
We're trying to go to recess, but Billy won't shut up in the back. Billy, we're not going to be able to go to recess if Billy doesn't shut the hell up.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Today is Wednesday, if you're wondering. Welcome to the end of the show. Did you learn anything? Did you learn anything this morning?
I did.
What did you learn? Allie, what did you learn?
I learned that Riggs ended up in a very awkward moment on a Zoom, a drinking Zoom time with his friends because there were how many people on the call total?
At least six people on the call, at least.
So that one of the guys on the call was a single father who you were friends with, him and his wife, and then she cheated.
Yep.
And now you don't talk to the wife, but you still talk to the guy, obviously.
I do.
So the guy's on the call having a drink with everybody. He had the kids, you know, so it's late at night. And who enters the Zoom call out of nowhere is the ex-wife that cheated.
Hammered drunk.
You haven't seen her since what? It all went down?
No, not since before it went down. I haven't seen her. So it was crazy awkward. Yeah.
Right. 100%.
I learned that there are a lot of things that people want to see come back. And I learned that Allie wants the movie theaters to come back.
Yeah.
I wish you can go out and hang out with her kids and know that they're not going to murder anybody.
That's right. I want something to do where my kids are stuck in a seat.
Yeah.
Happy because they're watching something new.
Yeah.
And I like it that they deliver food to me, like at Movie Tavern or, you know, all. I miss that.
It was a fun experience.
I miss people doing everything for me, okay?
Don't
we all? I'm sick of cooking.
Don't we all?
It's like, you know, this cooking thing was fun and all for a few days. I'm over it.
Right? You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Do you mind hanging out in your bedroom playing some music for the next couple hours?
Heck yeah, I'm in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
parts.